Hello and welcome to the William Hill Darts Podcast. My name is Alex Stone and I've been joined by John Gwynn on the line to look ahead to the final of the World Grand Prix. Phil Taylor taking on Dave Chisnell in the final. Should be a great game. And as I mentioned, I'm joined by John to look ahead to it. How are you doing, John?
Okay, thanks. And my congratulations to both Taylor and Chisnell on reaching the final, and especially Dave Chisnell. It's his first big major final, and well, what a great day it's going to be for him. Whatever the outcome in the end, I'm sure it's a day he'll never forget.
You mentioned when I spoke to you yesterday ahead of the semi-final that you felt that the quarter-final against Van Gerwen may just have been his sort of final, if you like, but He played really well yesterday, and he's going to have to play even better tonight, but you can't knock him for the way that he beat Justin Pipe.
That's right, and I had my doubts as to whether he could handle the pace of that game, given the importance of it as well. And sometimes frustration can take over. Pipe won the first set, and I thought, here we go. But I think Chisnell showed a lot of character yesterday, and that's a good thing. I think that he's going to need a lot of that, of course, through the rest of his career, because now his career really is beginning to take off. I mean, we've seen evidence of ability in terms of performances, and we've seen evidence of his successes away from the television, but this is a success on the big screen, a major, major tournament. And it's not out of the question, of course, that he could win it.
Of course. Do you think that Justin Pike was perhaps a little disappointing, or do you think that Chisnell was just too good for him?
I think in the end it was Chisnell too good for him. But I was a little disappointed in Pipe, having gone a set-up, not being able to build on that. But he's another player who'll always be around. He'll be a nuisance to other players because he is such a good player. And he's a great role model as well, a wonderful role model. He doesn't drink. He exercises. He goes out running every other day. And I think that more and more budding dart players can look at Justin Pipe and say, yeah, I'd like to be like him. Obviously, not everybody's going to throw quite as slowly as he does, and that's a good thing. That's the only aspect of his game, I think, that can be seen as a negative.
Mm. Okay. As for Phil Taylor, overcame James Wade with a minimum of fuss, really. It never really looked in doubt, did it?
No, sadly. And I think I touched on it a day or two ago, either yesterday or the day before, when I mentioned James Wade, and I wonder actually where his career is going now, because he still is a relatively young man and he still has a great game of darts in him, but he's got to get his head right and get himself sorted out, because I said it yesterday, I felt his interview with Rod Studd the other day was left something to be desired. I think some of his behaviour on the stage was uncalled for when he played Simon Whitlock. And he's a lad I know very, very well. And I like a lot. But I have to say that I do worry about his future in the game of darts, whether in fact one day he'll just say, well, I've had enough and that's it. Because he can't keep going on playing and not be as resolute as he used to be when he first came on the scene. I mean, he was a youth champion back in 97, 98, and one thought, well, here's a man who's going to challenge the power eventually. And, of course, he has done. But we have to go back now 3 or 4 years before we see or have seen the real Wade, the Wade that we know is capable of beating the likes of Taylor. And his game has gone off. He's still good enough to reach semi-finals and indeed the occasional final.
What did you make of Phil Taylor then?
Well, the Taylor is Taylor. Taylor goes up and plays his game, and I've got no qualms with Phil Taylor, the dart player. He goes up there on the stage. He He throws brilliantly most times. He throws well on the times when he doesn't throw brilliantly. And it's very, very rare that he throws poorly. I didn't see the interview afterwards, but I understand that he was a little bit narked by a suggestion made by Rod Studd that that he had been beaten by Chisnall on one occasion, at least, and everybody remembers it in the World Championship 2 or 3 years back. And I think Phil Taylor saw that as an insult rather than as a point to answer. And although I haven't seen the interview and therefore my comments have to be guarded, I believe that he didn't take too kindly to it.
No, he didn't. No, it was a funny one, actually, because it's the sort of interview that you'll see a lot, and 9 times out of 10 it'll go by without incident. But he just took exception to it last night. And do you think that's perhaps an indication that he's perhaps feeling a bit of pressure, or do you think it was just sort of one question too many, if you like?
I think it's more one question too many. I also think that Phil Taylor is so used to being lauded, rightly so, praised, given all the attention that he has earned and deserved. And sometimes he feels as though he's beyond reproach. The fact is, history tells you that Dave Chisnall beat Phil Taylor. And in a way, it would have been remiss of the interviewer not to mention that, to sweep it under the carpet. Now, Phil Taylor would have gained much more from just saying, yes, that's true, and he played very well. I have to hold my hands up. But that was some time ago now, and we moved on. And anyway, he lost in the next round to Barney. So, you know, that would have been the best way to handle that and done with. And then the matter's finished. Rod Studd only mentioned it in the context of the two having to meet up on television in a final, and not for any other reason. He wasn't trying to belittle Phil Taylor or remind Phil Taylor of a bad moment just for the sake of it. He was asking a genuine question and quite legitimately brought up that game, because everybody who watched it on television can remember it and thinks, well, could it happen again?
Well, could it, John? We'll have a look at the betting now for the final. Phil Taylor is 1-5, Dave Chisnall at 7-2. Obviously, Taylor hasn't really had that hard a game yet in the tournament. He's breezed through to the final stage. Chisnall, of course, has overcome Michael van Gerwen in great style, and continues, got a bit of momentum going now. But which way do you see it going, John?
Well, I've tipped Taylor every round, and I tipped Taylor at the start of the competition at 2-1. Therefore, I've got to stick with Taylor. I still think Taylor will win it. But I said that van Gerwen would beat Dave Chisnall easily. I thought that Pipe, with his slow throw and his methodical way and his ability, would grind Chisnall down and would beat him in 8 sets. I was wrong. So do I say Chisnall will lose and be wrong again and Chisnall wins? Well, I do actually think Taylor will be crowned champion again. But I do think that Chisnall will go up and throw with the freedom that he has been doing, and with the knowledge that he has had the most fantastic darting week of his life, and he can give an exhibition and prove to the world that he is capable of mixing it with Taylor again, this time in a major final. I think it's going to be a terrific game. I do think we're going to see the best of Chisnall, whose only other final, as far as I can remember, was on the BDO, when he was on the BDO list of players, and he lost to Martin Adams in the BDO World Championship. And he just came short there, but only just. And I think that will be the case again. I think Taylor will win this one. But I don't think he'll win it with comfort. I think it'll be similar, very similar, to the World Championship final against Michael van Gerwen, where you might even see Chisnall holding sway for a time. But in the end, over the distance, I think Taylor will win it. And I think he'll probably win it by 6-3 or 6-4.
OK, then. Phil Taylor, 6-3 is 11-2. 6-4 is 7-1. Two decent prices there. Going on what you've just said there, then, John, we've got some handicap betting available. Would you be interested in taking Dave Chisnall plus 3.5 sets at even money?
Yes, I would. That means that he has to win three sets for me, doesn't he? And I think Dave Chisnall will win three sets, yes. I think even money is about right. It's not inconceivable that Taylor could win 6-2. But Chisnall's going to be practising very hard on his doubles. He said that his problem early in the game against Justin Pipe was his starting double. Of course, that was a problem for Wade as well on too many occasions. And that's unusual, isn't it, Wade at tops and tens? Yeah, I think we'll see Chisnall get three sets, and even money, therefore, is acceptable.
OK, but you do think that Taylor will take the
better? Yes, I think Taylor. He's been there so many times. He knows what these big finals are all about. And the sheer distance of the game. I mean, there are so many times where Taylor, had it been a first-round match, might have gone out. Van Gerwen in the World Championship led him 4-2, remember? In a first or second round game, that would have been defeat for Taylor. But over the longer distance, he's got time to reassemble himself and get back into the game.
Okay, then. So Taylor the pick.
Yeah.
1-5, obviously. No great value, but obviously if you got on beforehand and followed your advice, then good luck to you. And Chisnall plus 3.5 is certainly tempting on the handicap side of things. Thanks very much, John. Pleasure talking to you as always. Good luck with your bet.
Yes.
Enjoy the action, and I'm sure that we'll talk next time that the next tournament comes around.
And that is the William Hill Grand Slam, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So we look forward to that in November.
Lovely. Thanks very much, John.
Bye bye now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.